Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah to all of you joining us this morning. We wish the best for you and your family. And one of the stories growing up that I remember when my youngest sister was at the age of beginning to think, does Santa Claus really exist? My dad had a story that he had read all of us when we came to that stage. And I grew up in central Maine, a town called Auburn. And across the river was Lawson. So we were twin cities, Lawson and Auburn. And the morning paper was called the Sun. The evening was called the Journal. And the Sun still exists here in Maine. Well, he said, I want to read you a story from the Sun. And he read us the story, Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus. So I asked a good friend of mine, Scott Hooper. He is a program director from Bach radio stations here in southern Maine, if he would record this for you. And I think that you will enjoy his version of Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus. Enjoy.
September 21st, 1897. Dear Editor, I am 8 years old. Some of my little friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says, if you see it in the sun, it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? Signed, Virginia O'Hanlon, 115 West 95th Street. Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They've been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except what they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their little minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or children's, are little. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant in his intellect, as compared with the boundless world about him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist. And you know that they abound and give to your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would be the world if there were no Santa Claus! It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith then, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The eternal light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch in all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus. But even if they did not see Santa Claus coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that is no sign that there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not, but that's no proof that they are not there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders that are unseen and unseeable in the world. You may tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the noise inside, But there is a veil covering the unseen world, which not the strongest man, nor even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived, could tear apart. Only faith, fancy, poetry, love, romance can push aside that curtain and view and picture the supernal beauty and glory beyond. Is it all real? Ah, Virginia, in all this world there is nothing else real and abiding. No Santa Claus? Thank God he lives, and he lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10 times 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the heart of childhood.
That was Scott Hooper from the Bach Radio Network here in Maine, and we want to thank him for reading that story for all of us. Now, joining us this morning to tell you what to do with your Christmas tree when the season is over, because the thing you don't want to do is throw it away. There's a lot that can be done. I've asked my youngest son, Patrick, to join us this morning. I know he had to get up early, and we really appreciate it. Patrick, good morning and Merry Christmas.
Good morning, Dad. Merry Christmas to you.
Could you tell our listeners, I know you've filled in for me many times, and you've been really busy working at Northeast Nursery in Peabody. What do you recommend that people do with their Christmas trees when the holiday season is over?
Well, there's a bunch of little things that everyone out there can do with their Christmas tree once the season's over, whether it be you take it down the day after Christmas or after New Year's or with some people Valentine's Day. You never know. A couple of things you can do. If you want to make like a little haven for birds, be great to put out in the backyard. The birds will use it as protection and shelter. Put it in an area, woodland area if you can. Give a little Christmas present to them. If that doesn't work for you, what you can do is you can take the tree, take some of the branches off it, cut it up the side, leaving just the trunk, and you can use that as like a replacement for, you know, like a salt marsh hay or a straw around your hydrangeas at this time of year or your roses, you know, as a protection. So you're really using it. And you spent a little bit of money on that Christmas tree, the perfect Christmas tree. Everybody went out, the family, and picked it out. But, you know, just keep on using it.
So this is a way that you can recycle and keep all of that energy still there. The one thing that I love to do, as you well know, is I'll cut mine up. I'll put it outside near the bird feeder so the birds have a place to look and land and be protected with the snow. But we have a cat across the street, so they can land in there, look around so that the cat doesn't pounce on them. But the thing that I like, Patrick, is in the spring when you take all of the boughs away, I'll put it in the compost pile, but the smell of the balsam needles in your rose bed really gives it that little additional fragrance and gives you more memories of the past Christmas. Now, how about a live tree? I know it's getting more and more popular, and I know you at Northeast Nursery do sell live Christmas trees. How should people handle them after the holiday?
Well, a lot of times, the new fad out there is the living Christmas tree. So a lot of times I like to talk to people before Christmas and see if they can dig the hole then for where they're going to put it outside. If that can't be done because, you know, today is Christmas, if that hasn't been done, there's a couple things you can do. You might be able to get out there and dig a hole today. I don't know if that would work so well. But you're going to want to start to bring the Christmas tree out and let it get adapted to the outside. It's been inside where the temperature is either 65, 70, or more. Now, if you were to just put this tree right outside, you would have some issues, and you would lose the tree that you spent a good amount of money on. So what you're going to want to do is just like any house plant that you're bringing outside for the summer, you want to slowly get it used to the cold. A lot of times what I've done in the past is you bring a plant out, you put it outside for the day, and at night you bring it back in into a colder place, not the warmest part of the house. Or you can put it in your garage, and allow it to sit there, you know, maybe about a week. Do this for about a week so that when it goes outside, it's protected and it's used to the cold weather. Another thing I suggest doing is putting some wilt proof on the tree. A lot of times I would do it in the greenhouse, in a garage. But I looked at the weather for down here in Peabody, and the next few days we might get some 40s, so it might not be a bad idea to do it outside, because the wilt proof, you do have to have it over 40 degrees. And once you get it outside, if you can't plant it, get it in a sheltered area, up against the house, get it nice and protected for the winter. But the biggest part of the whole thing is you definitely want to make sure it's ready to go outside. I'd suggest a lot of places might still have some salt marsh hay or straw, putting that around the container of the plant itself just to try and keep the temperature the same all winter when you protect it up against the house. But definitely you're going to want to, the biggest thing is the temperature, bringing it from 70 back down to 20s and 30s. We haven't really had the low temperatures yet, so it might actually be better for us.
It's coming for us, Patrick. Patrick, hold on a second. We're going to take a break. And we'll talk a little bit more about the use of the Christmas tree so that we can recycle and reuse it.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschammel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the 4 major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with my youngest son, Patrick, and he's been giving you some ideas on what you should do with your cut Christmas tree, with your living Christmas tree, so that it does survive the winter. Remember, if where you live is cold, Patrick recommends that you kind of cool it off in stages and then put it someplace sheltered for the winter, out of the wind and out of the direct sun if possible. And also he recommended that you cover the root ball with some straw or salt marsh hay to keep it from freezing and thawing. Patrick was telling me something really interesting. Patrick does help to decorate the wreaths with me quite a bit on his days off, which he doesn't have much during the Christmas season. He was telling me about mistletoe, and there had been a problem with it. Can you share that with us, Patrick?
Yeah, it was actually interesting this year. It always just kept pushing the buyers at the nursery, just wondering, you know, when we're going to get mistletoe, when we're going to get mistletoe, because everybody wants that, you know, that little mistletoe. Well, we found out that there was a crop failure in Texas where the mistletoe is actually from, where the berries are real nice and full. So most of the mistletoe that you would see up in this area comes from Texas, and the weather, the rain, the cold, the warm, every little bit of weather actually affected it and made it so most of the mistletoe failed. So it was hard to find. It was hard to come by. The weather has really done a lot for not only mistletoe, but there are other items, like incense cedar is one product that, you know, at Christmas has got the little cones on it, and those had crop failure as well. The weather just did some terrible things to a few of the Christmas items and a few of the plants this year. So it was hard to come by.
And it's too bad because mistletoe is so much fun. I know a lot of you do enjoy the mistletoe, but one thing you have to remember about mistletoe, that little white berry is very, very poisonous. So that if you have little children that are crawling, they'll eat just about anything they find on the floor. So be careful. So if you have toddlers, get the dried mistletoe with the plastic berries and not the fresh. If your kids are all grown up and you're fortunate enough to find it, and as Patrick said, the drought that that Texas had, the mistletoe made a bloom. It started to make a berry, but then it got real hot, and it did not rain, and the fruit did not develop on it. creating a shortage of mistletoe. So you probably were wondering why you couldn't find it. Now you know the reason. Patrick, is there one Christmas item that you'd like to tell us about?
Well, it's a Christmas item. Last night we were talking and you were saying, you know, well, maybe tell a little bit of your best Christmas memory. And I was thinking about, I have a lot of great Christmas memories. You know, I got engaged on the day before Christmas to my wife. So that was amazing. But, you know, one thing, it's kind of funny. It happened this morning, about 6:30. I got a text message from my brother-in-law that they just had a baby girl, Grace Danny Farnham, this morning at 6:09. So I think that's, right now that's top of my list of Christmas memories.
It was pretty cool.
I was waiting for the alarm and all of a sudden my phone went off and I looked and there's a picture of a beautiful baby girl that was born this morning. So that tops the list right now.
Yep. I totally agree with you. Our Christmas
it's
baby.
A happy day here.
There'll be a lot of celebrating.
Yeah, definitely.
A lot of celebrating. Well, Patrick, we thank you for getting up early and joining us this morning. I know you're going to be spending some time with Kristen's family celebrating Christmas and the new baby. And we'll see you here later on this afternoon so that we can continue the celebration.
Definitely. Merry Christmas to you, Dad and Mom, and Merry Christmas to everybody out there listening.
We thank you so much, Patrick. Thanks a lot. And Merry Christmas to you, and wish everybody a Merry Christmas, especially the new baby. If we can help you, the phone number, 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Give us a call. Maybe you had a Christmas baby. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
This just in, WildernessGeek.com is expanding their line of emergency survival gear to meet the coming need. WildernessGeek.com is not just an emergency survival gear supplier, but also a reliable supplier of recreational gear for fishing, boating, hunting, and camping. WildernessGeek.com specializes in assisting you in selecting the right gear for your need. WildernessGeek.com has rose from past experienced emergency personnel that have geek-like technical abilities to understand and inform their customers of the latest up-to-date must-need items. Items include weather alert radios, two-way radios, marine electronics, tactical flashlights, emergency signaling laser flares, and a unique line of portable solar chargers. WildernessGeek.com knows from their past customers that a large percentage of rescuers are volunteers. For that, WildernessGeek.com gives discounts to all rescuers and salutes you for your services. Well, finally, some good news for the American people. WildernessGeek.com.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
This is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man that can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song. It's not impossible. Visit iTunesBomb.com and let's end these wars.
Well, good morning. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're giving you the story of Christmas, some ideas of things that you should be doing. And we have a lot to go about. Do you know where the glass ornaments first came into being used in this country? Up until the 1880s, most of the ornaments that were being used were made of wood, were made of straw, and tin, different types of metal, cloth, and so forth. But in Germany, the glass blowers were making ornaments out of glass. Remember growing up, there was a store called F.W. Woolworth. It was a 5- and 10-cent store, and every town had one. Well, the owner of F.W. Woolworth had heard that they were making glass ornaments in Germany, and he had to see it. So he went to Germany in 1890, saw what they were doing, got all excited, came home, and said there has to be a way for us to do this. So he approached a good friend who was making glassware for his store. The name of the company was Corning Glass. And F.W. Woolworth and Mr. Corning together started the tradition of blowing glass balls, very thin, very light, so they will not pull the branches down. But Woolworth was the man who came to the United States with the idea of making the glass ornaments that we have today. 1890, Corning Glass, F.W. Woolworth. Write that one down. That's a good one for you. If we can help you, 855-660-4261. Now, here's some folklore for you. In your home, if the woman brings in a branch of holly with berries into the home, places it in a vase of water to decorate the home for the holidays, she will rule the house for that year. If the man brings in a bunch of fresh cut ivy, puts it in a vase of water, legend says that he will rule the house for the year. So, depending on who's listening, if there's no holly or no ivy in the house, maybe a good idea to get outside and cut some. Bring it in the house and see what happens. Can be an awful lot of fun. Many years ago, on Christmas Eve, I want to tell you a story of what happened to a friend. It started in July. And in July, a friend landscaped his home. He had a circular driveway, and in the middle of the driveway had this big planting bed. He planted a blue spruce because he wanted a tree to decorate for the holidays. Around the blue spruce, he put in a small hedge of evergreen plants, some boxwood, to keep it low, but a space to plant flowers behind the boxwood hedge and in front of the blue spruce. Christmas Eve, the tree's all decorated, the yard's all lit up. He has friends and family over. They're celebrating Christmas Eve, preparing for Christmas Day. The children, age 5 to 10, four kids, it was time to go to bed so that Santa could come and visit the home and bring the presents. The adults sent the children to bed. They didn't want to. They wanted to wait for Santa, but they went to bed anyways. About a half an hour later, the guests were celebrating the holidays, having a great old time, and the kids came running down the stairs screaming that Santa Claus had come to their home early. Total quiet went through the house. And the kids are yelling, "Santa's here! Santa's here!" And they figured maybe a neighbor had come to the house dressed like Santa Claus. The kids ran to the window facing the driveway. And there, in their circular driveway, with cars parked all around it, were three reindeer eating the boxwood hedge. One of the reindeer's antlers got hooked up to the mini lights that were on the boxwood hedge. And as he raised his head, the lights were dangling from the antlers, and the kids yelled, "There's Rudolph! There's Rudolph!" And from that day on, they believed that Santa had come to their house. And because the reindeer had come and were eating while Santa was on the roof preparing to bring the presents. And that's a true story. The deer came. They ate the boxwood hedge, which turned out to be a very expensive visit. But they did get to see the deer on Christmas Eve. One of the things that you can do with your Christmas tree after the holidays, if you live near the seashore, call your town, because a lot of the towns are experiencing erosion at the beach, at the seashore. And I remember growing up, I lived in a town called Scituate, Massachusetts. And in Scituate, we would bring our Christmas trees to a selected beach each year, and we would lay them down with somebody supervising to help to catch the sand that blew with the wind. And the Christmas trees created a barrier. It grabbed a hold of the sand, prevented the sand from blowing away, and it helped to create dunes. So some of the towns near the coast still do this. Check with your town if you're not going to cut it up and use it for protection of your perennials, roses, or your blue hydrangea. It's a great way to recycle and reuse. We take our tree, we attach it near our deck where our bird feeders are, giving them a place to hide during a storm and to look over the area to prevent a cat from using them as a meal. So there's a lot of things that you can do with your tree. But beach erosion, if you live near the coast, is very, very good. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Christmas tree in the White House. The first president to introduce the Christmas tree to the White House was Pierce. He introduced the tree. But the tree was removed from the White House because of Teddy Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt believed that the national forests were in danger, and he banned the use of the Christmas tree for the public. Now, Pierce introduced a tree in the White House in 1856. Theodore Roosevelt decided that the tree should come out. Because it was hurting the national forest. I'm sorry, it was Franklin Roosevelt who banned the Christmas tree in 1930. He felt that the national parks would be destroyed. Well, his children did not agree with him. Archie and Quentin. And they smuggled a Christmas tree into the White House, put it in their closet, and decorated it. They had help. Teddy Roosevelt's sister Vanny helped the children to smuggle the tree into the White House. The president eventually found it and was really devastated that his kids did not listen, like many kids. So he thought he would teach them a lesson. So he asked a man named Pichot, who was in charge of the National Forest Service, if he could sit down with the kids and explain to them how important the national park, the national forests are to the country, so that the kids could understand. He sat down with them. He told them about the national park. He told them about the forests. And instead of getting mad at the kids, he recommended that the kids sit down with their father, the president, and take additional money to create forests on land that was eroding with the weather, with the wind, with the rain. It backfired, but it had a positive influence because it created the planting of forests on land that was unsuitable for farming across the country due to two kids, Archie and Quentin, who smuggled a Christmas tree despite the president's...
Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Well, good morning, and Merry Christmas to all of you. Happy New Year is coming next week. Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. I hope you all enjoy your holidays. We've been talking about the Christmas tree and some of the legends of the holiday. Do you remember growing up? I know a lot of you that listen to the show are older than younger, and we used to have tinsel. And it was made of lead. And it was the most beautiful thing that you could put on your Christmas tree. It glistened, and it was absolutely beautiful. Unfortunately, it was made with lead. And in the 60s, the United States government, concerned with the threat of lead poisoning, banned the use of lead tinsel. It's still available in some areas every now and then, but most of the tinsel that we have today is like a plastic. And people that decorate with the tinsel are in two categories. They have the hangers that will take one to two pieces at a time and dangle them so that all of the branches are all nice and even, and the tree looks beautiful. And then, of course, they're the throwers that just take a handful and throw it like a clump. Doesn't make as pretty of a tree. Still nice, but not as decorative. And I can remember growing up, I have an aunt that lives here in Maine, and she would spend hours decorating her tree with the tinsel. And as she finished a branch, if they weren't all perfect, she would take scissors and cut them. And it was the most gorgeous tree that you've ever seen with the tinsel on it. But do you know where the tinsel got its start? The tinsel came from the French military uniform. You know the gold tassel, the gold threads that were on the shoulders, on each shoulders of the military uniforms back in the 1600s. When the uniform was no good, the gold ribbon, the gold threads, were removed, and they used that as tinsel to decorate the Christmas tree. The Germans, the craftsmen, they developed the secret of making a silver-plated copper wire by crushing it, flattening it as thin as a human hair to be used as a decoration. But they got their idea from the French military uniforms. They took the gold braids, unwound them, took the short pieces, removed them from the uniform before it was disposed of, and used it to decorate their Christmas tree. So everything has roots. And this morning we're going to try and tell you about some of these roots that have evolved on your Christmas tree. But the tinsel, the original tinsel, was a military uniform, the gold braid that was used to decorate the Christmas tree. Then the Germans, the craft people, would take silver-plated copper wire, roll it flat, and they made tinsel that way. And then the Americans developed the lead foil icicle that was popular from the early 20s all the way to the 60s. But toddlers, animals like a dog or a cat would see it on the carpet or on the floor, would pick it up, would eat it. The animals would eventually die of lead poisoning, and children got really sick. Some of them died due to lead poisoning, and that's why it was abandoned. If you have any Christmas stories, call us, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. 4261.